I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Flat Planet is the new release by Fareed Haque and the Flat Earth Ensemble. Haque is the son of a Pakistani father and a Chilean mother. These days, he lives in the Midwest, where he teaches jazz and classical guitar at Northern Illinois University. With Flat Planet, though, you wonder at times what planet Fareed Haque comes from. Here's one tune with a South Asian groove. It's called Bengali Bud. Bengali Bud is the name of that tune, and especially a psychedelic track from Flat Planet by Fareed Haque and the Flat Earth Ensemble. I think Miles Davis would have loved this track. It sounds like it would have fit right in on Bitches Brew, for example. You describe what you're doing as having a South Asian groove. What is a South Asian groove?
Well, you know, one of the interesting rhythms in South Asian music is the tabla beat that shuffles in the same way that New Orleans jazz beat shuffles. You have like... And that's kind of a little vocal version of what the tabla does. And there's a huge, you know, culture, obviously, of Bollywood music that all swings and shuffles hard. And I began playing, listening to that music when I was a kid, and then playing jazz music over the top of it, and found that the groove was almost identical.
You're a pretty strong beatboxer, it sounds like. You could have done all of this yourself.
Well, once in a while, you know. Everything in Indian music in general, it begins with the voice. So beatboxing and you know, singing bols, as we call it, B-O-L-S, in South Asian music is a natural step.
I'm curious to know where the name of your group, the Flat Earth Ensemble, came from. Is there a reference there to New York Times columnist Thomas Friedman's book, The World is Flat, which is a kind of rumination on the successes and failures of globalization?
I think so. I think the idea that there is no longer the same distance between cultures, the same distance between our economies, same distance between our national boundaries. I mean, all that's falling apart. We're becoming a global marketplace, I suppose, and that affects the arts as much as anything. The idea that Indian folks can get down and party just as hard as anybody on the west side of LA, you know, is maybe something that's becoming more acceptable. I think it's always strange that American radio has always really only played American music or music in English, and that the rest of the world plays music from all over the world. I hope that changes in the States, but I think the audiences are now reaching out to those sounds that are exotic and accepting them as current and as part of our global culture.
And knowing that you're a pack of Chilean American now kind of makes sense for, you know, a track like The Hanger. Let's listen to that real quick.
Okay.
Fareed Haque, The Hanger sounds like Latin boogaloo with a South Asian twist. And so, listen, how does a song like that come about?
Well, I spent a long time, obviously, you know, playing straight-ahead jazz. And, you know, one day you're singing a bebop solo, you know, with, you know, doobie-doobie and shooby-shooby syllables, and all of a sudden you're saying... You know, all those syllables start coming out. And you go, wow, that kind of just works. Okay, why not? I don't think you can set about to do that intellectually. Your body has to kind of be able to move in these different ways. You know, Spanish rhythms related to Spanish language have a certain body language, have a certain musical context. South Asian rhythms, same thing. And, of course, American rhythms, jazz rhythms, same things. As they begin to kind of synthesize unconsciously, elements to start to emerge, and And the strange part is that musicians who haven't heard this stuff before will play it with me and for the most part, get it pretty quickly because it just kind of makes sense.
We're going to go out with a really cool track from the album Flat called, amusingly, Big Bangra. You've got these great kind of neo-George Benson-sounding solos and then this percussive something in the last third of the track that sounds like a cross between a tabla and a pneumatic hammer, like a jackhammer. What is that?
That's called a kanjira. And one of the great virtuosi of the kanjira is Ganesh Kumar. It's interesting because it sounds, I think you put it correctly, like a very, very powerful and big drum. And when you see Ganesh play this little coffee saucer-shaped tambourine with a lizard skin over it, and it sounds like that, it's total kind of mind-bending experience. Mm. It's this teeny little saucer-shaped tambourine, and it sounds like a couple of timpani drums.
Musician Fareed Haque, his new album is called Flat Planet, and he performs it with his Flat Earth Ensemble. Check out more at theworld.org. Fareed Haque, thank you very much for speaking with us.
My pleasure.
Our Boston team includes Stephen Snyder and Mary Lou Ward. In London are Matthew Exel, Alex Collins, Emma Lederson, and B. Rowlett. The world's engineers are Ray Fallon, Robin Moore, Robert O'Connell, and Mike Wilkins, with web and tech support from Malcolm Harvey, Catherine Murphy, Michael Rass, and Andrea Rule. We're online at theworld.org. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH, I'm Marco Werman. Thanks for listening.